Last of the college football playoffs quarterfinal round contest takes place today in New Orleans. The Sugar Bowl will pit the Dogs, Georgia versus Notre Dame in the matchup. Game was scheduled to be played last night, but because of the tragic and horrific attack in New Orleans in the early morning hours of New Year's morning, the game postponed yesterday until the 4 o'clock kick this afternoon. Two key questions for Georgia going in. Can they slow down the powerful rushing attack of the Irish? Notre Dame used that running game to demolish Indiana in their opening round victory. Dogs got to find a way to slow it down. Plus, Gunnar Stockton expected to start a quarterback, his first career start. How does he handle all that? In the matchup with Notre Dame, the Fighting Irish, now a slight favorite over Georgia going in. The winner of the game will advance to the semifinals to face Penn State Tuesday night. Nittany Lions in the Fiesta Bowl ousted Boise State with a 31-14 triumph. And then yesterday, the other two quarterfinal round games on New Year's Day. How about the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl? Double overtime, fantastic game despite the great efforts of running back Cam Scataboo. Arizona State falls short, double overtime. Texas wins it. Longhorns, a 39-31 win. They advance to the semifinals of this college football playoffs to take on the Buckeyes of Ohio State. They have been the most impressive team so far in the postseason play. Ohio State demolishes Oregon. 41-21 the final. Don't let that score in fool you. It was not that close of a game. Ohio State led 34-0 to the final play of the first half and rolling to the easy win. Texas and Ohio State will play January the 10th. Penn State awaits the winner. Georgia Notre Dame. They'll play that semifinal game on January the 9th. Then the two winners converge to play in Atlanta at Mercedes-Benz on January 20th in the College Football National Championship game. Couple of local notes. High school football. Congratulations to Max Laster, defensive end, Heard County, named to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution's All-State team, and Caden Prothrow, the Bowden wide receiver tight end, named by On3 Sports Under Armour All-American MVP. Day two of that event. And history-making tonight at West Georgia at the Coliseum. The first ever conference game at home for the Wolves as they open play in the A-Sun, taking on Florida Gulf Coast University at 7 o'clock. West Georgia 2-11 going in. Florida Gulf Coast at 5-8. First ever home game and conference play. The first ever conference game at the Division I level for the Wolves. 7 p.m. tip-off time tonight. The West Georgia women, by the way, open their A-Sun schedule, their first ever game on the road in DeLand, Florida versus the ladies of Stetson. For the Bain Dental Group and Granic Sports, I'm Mike Paris.